Illinois Governor George Ryan is reviewing the cases of the state's 158 death row inmates. 2 years ago, he stopped executions after a number of condemned prisoners were found to be innocent. Nationwide, 101 death row inmates have had their convictions overturned. The Exonerated, a play with Richard Dreyfuss and Joe Clayburg, opening today in New York, deals with six of those cases. Curtis Ellis reports.
Late one night in 1976, Sunny Jacobs and her common-law husband, Jesse Taffaro, got a ride to a friend's house in Broward County, Florida. The driver got tired and pulled over to take a nap. On a routine patrol of the rest area, police ran a check on the driver and found he was on parole. Then, Sunny Jacobs says, the driver grabbed a gun and killed the two officers.
After he shot the policeman, the man who had done it made us get in the police car with him, and he drove us off. I became aware that there was probably a roadblock ahead because you could hear the helicopters and stuff. And then when you could see the roadblock, he decided to try to evade the roadblock, at which point they opened fire on the car. And he crashed into a truck on the side of the road. And then we were surrounded. And I thought at that point in time we were going to be rescued. But in fact, it just got worse from there. It was only the beginning of a nightmare that lasted for 17 years.
Jacobs and Taffaro were convicted of murder after the driver testified against them in a plea bargain that kept him out of the electric chair. Sonny Jacobs spent 16 years in prison, five of them on death row. Jesse Taffaro was executed. Jill Clayburg portrays Jacobs in The Exonerated.
My husband was executed very, very brutally. Jesse's execution was known worldwide. The chair malfunctioned and made a mess of it, and they had to pull the switch three times, and he didn't die. It took 13 and a half minutes for Jesse to die. Three jolts of electricity that lasted 55 seconds each, almost a minute each, until the flames shot out of his head and smoke came out of his ears. And the people that came to see the execution on behalf of the press are still writing about it 10 years afterwards.
The play was written by Jessica Blank and Eric Jensen, two young New York actors. The idea came to them at a conference on the death penalty at Columbia University. Jensen says they heard a man on the phone from death row tell how he'd been wrongfully convicted.
I kind of turned to Jessica and I said, you know, this is really moving, but everybody in here is an activist. They've heard these stories already. And, you know, if you really want to affect change, you can't preach to the choir.
To reach a wider audience, they decided to write a play. The Center on Wrongful Convictions helped them track down 40 people whose death sentences had been overturned. They interviewed them on the phone and chose to talk to 20 face-to-face. They met David Keaton at his home in a small Florida town near the Georgia border. Keaton was sentenced to death after he says he was coerced into confessing to killing a police officer. Eric Jensen says Keaton was released after an out-of-state armed robbery ring was found guilty of the crime.
He sort of finished with the experience about 10 years ago, but he still hasn't really recovered from it. And his house was, the kitchen was really a mess. I mean, there were dishes and garbage everywhere, and the floor of the kitchen was a particle board. And it had holes that sort of dug out of it. He did everything he could to sort of really make it feel like a home, but it was sort of like walking into his head a little bit. Because of his experience, there's a lot of clutter.
Jensen and Blank talked to Keaton for 4 hours. After 2 months and more than 6,000 miles on the road, Jessica Blank says they had hundreds of pages of interview transcripts.
We came back from being on the road and from our interviewing everybody, assembled the transcripts, put them all together, and started working with our actor friends to workshop the material and edit it down to hear what worked theatrically and what didn't.
The script for The Exonerated is drawn entirely from the interviews Blank and Jensen conducted, as well as court records and police documents. The two young playwrights got noted actor, director, and producer Bob Balaban, whose most recent credits include the film Gosford Park, to direct The Exonerated. Balaban says the play doesn't call for a lot of theatrics.
The less we do production-wise, the more believable it becomes, because the words that these people say, this every word in this thing is real.
I want to be a living memorial, And when I die, I want them to plant tomatoes on me or apple trees or something so that I can still be part of it. And, you know, while I'm alive, I'm planting my seeds everywhere I go so that they'll say, you know, I heard this woman once, and she didn't let them stop her, and she didn't get crushed. And if that little woman person can do it, then I can do it. And that's my revenge. And that's my legacy and my memorial.
In 1992, 2 years after Jesse Taffaro was executed, lawyers uncovered evidence clearing him and Sonny Jacobs. She's happy their story is getting out, and she's seen several staged readings of The Exonerated. But there are some things she still can't look at.
I've never been to Jesse's grave. He's not in that grave for me. For me, I've tried to make my life a monument to Jesse and to my parents and to all the others who suffered from injustice who can't, who aren't here to speak. And perhaps for all those who feel their situation is hopeless, maybe it will give them reason to have hope. So that's what I try to use my life for now, and I'm very grateful for it, the chance to do it.
The story of Sonny Jacobs, the late Jesse Taffaro, and five others who were wrongfully convicted are told in The Exonerated. It opens off Broadway this week. For NPR News, I'm Curtis Ellis in New York.